Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and I'm very happy to be a part of this community learning effort, which is very very impressive. The truth is that when Phil asked me to speak on this topic, I was not quick to answer, but in the end, obviously we're here, and we will talk about zrizin makdimin lemitzvot. This is a phrase which everyone, I think, is familiar with. Everyone has heard zrizin makdimin lemitzvot. In fact, the phrase is so common that the word zrizin, those who are zariz, has almost taken on the meaning one who is quick. Whereas the word zrizut doesn't originally really mean quickness or doing something quickly. It means someone who is zealous to accomplish something. So zrizin makdimin lemitzvot means that one who is zealous and one is very concerned about doing something in a proper and effective way will do it. Makdimin lemitzvot will do the mitzvah quickly. We'll do the mitzvah with as early and as quickly as possible, because the mitzvah means so much to him. Now, this concept has very, as I will show you, has very, very solid sources. But what I'd like to do is understand the concept well on both a philosophical and a halachic basis, because there's a lot to say, actually, about this idea of zrizin makdimin lemitzvot, that one who is zealous will get to a mitzvah quickly and early. Now, you know, we're in a room here with people who keep mitzvot. We are observant of mitzvot. If we were talking to people who were not, then zrizut is not the first thing we need to talk about. The first thing we need to talk about is doing the mitzvot at all. Here we're talking about how one does a mitzvah. What is the best way to accomplish a mitzvah? So we see right away that there are levels. There are levels, there could be a level internal in the mitzvah itself, a better way or a less better way to accomplish a mitzvah. But even the way one approaches a mitzvah, the intent with which one comes to a mitzvah, is also very relevant, as we will see in this particular one. So I gave you a packet of sources, and we will study these sources together. And only one of them actually is translated, so I will help you with the translation. And we'll get right into it to understand where this concept comes from. On the first page, you see two Gemaras, and you see an arrow on the left, and the arrow points to, in the middle of the page, you'll see an underlined word, and this is going to simply introduce us to the concept. Now, The first Gemara comes from Psachim, and the first chapter of the Gemara Psachim talks about Bedikas Chametz, searching for the Chametz. The actual discussion of what's going on in the Gemara is not that important for us at the moment. I'm not going to bring you into the discussion of the Gemara. I'm just going to show you something, a reference that the Gemara makes to this concept and where it actually originates. So if you look in the Gemara, you will see right in the middle of the page there, the word underlined, shezrizin magdimin lemitzvot. The Gemara is talking about when should a person do the bedikas chametz. And one who is zealous, one who wants to do a mitzvah properly, does it early. Makdimin, lahakdim is to do something early. Shenemar, and so where do we know this concept from, that it is proper to do a mitzvah as early as possible? Shenemar, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. Avram Avinu got up early in the morning. What is this referring to? When?
For
Akedas Yitzchak, correct. The Torah says that Hashem commanded him. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, as difficult as that particular command was, and as unimaginable as it must have been for Avram Avinu to see himself going and fulfilling this command of Hashem, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, he did not delay. He got up early in the morning and he was ready to go. Now he's going to do it, but he's going to do it as soon as he could. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. So we see from this, Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvot. If you look at the bottom Gemara, we see a similar idea. However, the words are a little bit different. The Gemara says, again, you'll see if you go into the Gemara where the arrow is, you'll see underlined, Amar Aleph Reish, Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Le'olam Yarutz Adam L'dvar Halacha, Vafil B'Shabbat. Person should run to hear a word of halacha, even on Shabbos. The Gemara here is talking about whether one should be running on Shabbos, or whether it's proper to run on Shabbos. It says, but to hear a dvar halacha, that for that a person should run. To hear a dvar halacha, to hear a drasha, to hear something in halacha, to hear Torah, for that a person must run, because it has to be very, very important to the individual. Now, if you look on the left-hand side, on the margin of the bottom, this bottom Gemara on this page, if you look at the margin, all the way on the left, at the bottom, you'll see that it says Hagahot Hagra. If you could find that on the page, Hagahot Hagra. So that's the Vilna Gaon. That is notes of the Vilna Gaon on the Gemara. And he mentions that if you look at a different version of this Gemara that we find in the Rif, that it says not Dvar Halacha, but Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah. So what that changes a little bit. Because Dvar Mitzvah expands the idea of running. Not just to hear a Dvar Halacha, not just to hear a Shir, but to do a mitzvah, to do any mitzvah, a person should run. Should run, as opposed to what? As opposed to walking slowly, as opposed to taking it easy, taking your time. You'll get to it when you get to it. That kind of attitude is what the Gemara says a person should not have. A person, la'olim yarutz adam l'dvar mitzvah. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, so you should run to do it. You should want to do it. You are fulfilling the will of Hashem. When you fulfill the will of Hashem, this is something that you should be eager to do. So you show that by running to that opportunity. So from these two Gemaras, we see this idea that how one approaches a mitzvah matters. Not just that one is doing a mitzvah. As I said before, we're all people, Baruch Hashem, we're people who do mitzvot. The question is, how do we do them? How do we do them? The Gemara here tells us that we should show that this is something that we really want to get to. It's very important to our lives. Now, that it shows that, I'd like you to see on the second page. On the second page, I have here two sources for you. The top one is the Me'iri. The Me'iri was one of the early authorities, one of the Rishonim. And this particular paragraph comes from a completely different Gemara, the Gemara of Horios. But in it, based on the discussion that's going on over there, the Me'iri takes the opportunity to talk about this idea of how you approach the opportunity to do mitzvot. So let's look at the words of the Me'iri. He says, Le'olam yehe adam misalsel atzmo bimidot. A person, l'salsel, is like the word sal. Sal is a basket. You should collect. You should collect traits, certain traits. Person should always be on the lookout to find particular traits that he can acquire for himself. in terms of the type of person and the type of Jew that he's going to be. V'lo yehi porek ol b'inyaneihem. A person should not ignore them. Afilu bidvarim she'ein mitzvah o aveira tluya b'hem. Even if it's not a question of whether or not you're doing a mitzvah, but yet there could be good traits. In other words, as we'll see, there are certain mitzvot, especially where we say, zrizim makdimim, go quickly, do it fast. So if you don't do it fast, will you still fulfill the mitzvah? Yes, you will. You'll still do the mitzvah. But, he says, even though it's not a question of whether you're doing the mitzvah or not, it's a trait, it's a way you're doing it. So you should be collecting these traits as well. In the middle of the second line, shekol adam misalsel atzmo be'eze midah mikomo muskar lo. He will be rewarded for this. Derech tzachut amru, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapeach afilu schar sicha na'a. Hashem will never forget, will never abandon a person for doing the right thing, like even having proper conversations, proper kinds of conversations. It's not a question of whether there's going to be a mitzvah or an aveira in the conversation. No. But are you conversing correctly? Are you talking right? Are you doing it the right way? V'chol shekein shetavo davar mitzvah liyado. How much more so if this applies to things that don't necessarily have a mitzvah attached to them? How much more so if a mitzvah does attach? Shehei michlal zrizim makdimim lemitzvot. A person should always be zealous to do a mitzvah quickly. Run. V'lo yitacher ba'asiyat mitzvah. A person should not do it late, should not do it in a lazy kind of way. Because this implies that you're doing it without intention, that you don't really care about it so much, you get around to it when you can. So it shows that it's just not that important. It's not the proper intention. It's as if a person is doing it simply by rote, he's just getting it done, he's doing what he has to do, it doesn't really mean that much to him. This is not the way to approach our commandments, it's not the way we approach our relationship with Hashem. So even though no one's going to say that you're not doing the mitzvah at all, nevertheless he says you should always be collecting proper traits that will show how important it really is to you. And you should be associating. I'm building on the words of the Meiri. We associate with people that will bring out the best in us. We see people that do things the right way, those people become our friends. Because we want to show, we want to collect these proper kinds of traits. We don't want it to look like mitzvah milumada. Mitzvah milumada means a mitzvah done by rote, you just get it done, you just get it over with. That's the wrong way to do it. Now the second source on this page is from the Mesilas Yesharim, which I'm sure everybody knows is the classic book of Musar, of Jewish ethics. And he sets aside a whole section of the book to this issue of what he calls Zrizut. This issue of Zrizut. So I'd like to look at some of the words that he has about this also, because he's going to add a dimension to this, which we are going to actually see more toward at the end. The Mesilat Yesharim on page 2, in the second source, again, I'm kind of picking it up in the middle. On the top paragraph, he quotes different psukim that imply this rush to do the command. This is talking about when the angels came to Avraham Avinu and he quickly went into the tent, and it says with Rivka Vatamaher Vatarkada, she quickly took the pitcher. It says Vatimaher Aisha Melamecha Kol Maaseim Shel Tzadikim B'Mihirut. Whenever a righteous person does something that he's supposed to do, he does it quickly. Because he wants to show this trait of caring about it, of doing it with the right intention. Asher lo yitnu hafseg zman lo et el hatchalat hamitzvah lo et el hashlamata. He doesn't tarry when it comes to beginning the mitzvah, nor with ending the mitzvah, getting on with the mitzvah, doing it. Look at the second paragraph now. He says, v'tir'eh, she'ha'adam asher telahed nafsho ba'avodat bor'o. A person whose soul burns, telahed, he burns with the way that he serves Hashem, he serves his Creator. V'adai shelo yit'atzel ba'asiyat mitzvotav. He is not going to be lazy when it comes to fulfilling the mitzvot. El she'tiyeh tenuato ketenuat ha'esh ha'mihira. It's going to be like fire. He will not be satisfied until he's accomplished it. He wants it to be done. He wants to serve Hashem. Then he adds, you should be very cognizant of the following point. Just as that zeal, the zealousness, comes because the person is burning inside and he wants to do the right thing, he wants to worship Hashem. It goes the other way as well. If a person will show this trait, then he will create the burning, he will create the desire. The desire will be created within him. Even if he's, in other words, you could start from two ends. You could either start with that zeal, you could start with a burning that you want to do, you want to accomplish the mitzvah. So therefore you have zrizut, you move quickly and you do it. Or you move quickly and that creates the burning, that lights the fire. And it's a very important psychological truth. That your actions, we're going to come back to this later, as I said, that your actions will create that desire. There are people, perhaps, who naturally come by this. Perhaps they are more spiritual by nature, perhaps. And they want to do the spiritual thing, they want to accomplish the mitzvot. And so you will see that they are the zrizim, they are the ones that are there early, they are the ones that are always the first to do the mitzvah, because the burning is there. But then there might be someone who says, well, I don't have that burning. So the Mesilas Yesharim says, you know what? So go and do the mitzvah quickly, just like those who have the burning, and you'll get the burning. You'll get the desire. It will be created within you. Your soul will come on fire. That's a very important truth. You can actually create this within yourself. You can create this rizut. V'hainu, he says in the middle of the second paragraph, k'misha ma'gisha atzmo b'maseya mitzvah k'moshu mimahetzun ato achitzona. Kein hine hu goreim shitiv arbo tzunuato apnimit. The person will create this burning inside of himself. K'mochein v'hacheshek v'hachevitz ikaber bo v'yelech. And suddenly he will find that he will have this desire. Some people don't have it naturally, but they will create it within themselves. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim gives us here. What we see here is the principle. The principle is that we should have a desire for these good traits that the Meiri mentions. We should want to have these traits. We should want to be of this reason, makdimin lemitzvot. We should want to be one who shows that kind of an attitude in his worship of Hashem. And some of us feel it. So we run. We are the first to accomplish. But if we are not, the Mesilas Yesharim says, then do it anyway, as if you had it, and you'll get it. You can actually affect your spiritual life. You can make it happen. As I said before, we will come back to this. We'll come back to this idea toward the end. On page 3, I simply cite for you three examples where we find in the halacha where zrizin makdimin lemitzvot is mentioned in the halacha as a proper thing to do. This simply three examples. The first one is the mitzvah of lulav, and the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm reading from the top on page 3, mitzvat lulav bayom velo balayla. Lulav and esrog is a mitzvah on Sukkot that's done only during the day. There's no mitzvah to take lulav and esrog at night. V'chol hayom kasher l'tilat lulav. You can accomplish the mitzvah all day long. As long as the sun is up, you can do the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. She'im lo natal shacharit, if a person didn't take the lulav and esrog in the morning, gitlenu achakach, so take it later, take it in the afternoon. U'mikol makom, zrizim makdimin lemitzvot. The Shulchan Aruch says to us, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, says, yes, you can accomplish the mitzvah any time during the day, but we do the mitzvah in the morning. We do it early because of this principle. Zrizin makdimin lemitzvot. We don't wait till the afternoon to do the mitzvah lulav esrog. We could do mitzvah lulav esrog at mincha too. We could do it at mincha time. But why don't we? Well, you do if you don't have a lulav and esrog in the morning. But if you have it, you come to shul, so then you come right away. Zrizin makdimin lemitzvot. We do it in the morning for that reason. To display the fact that we want to accomplish the mitzvah as soon as possible. Another example is in the second halacha on the page, in halacha chet there, you see this is in the Rambam. He says, "Ein malin la'olam ela bayom," the mitzvah of bris milah also is done only during the day, on the eighth day, but only during the daytime, never at night. "Achar alot ha-shemesh," after the sun comes up. Bein bayom hashmini shehu zmana, whether you're doing the mitzvah on the eighth day, which is the proper time to do it, bein shelo bizmana, or even if a bris milah is delayed for health reasons, as we all know, the bris milah could be delayed if the baby is not healthy, and even if it's delayed, shehu mitshiyu v'hala, on the ninth day or later, it has to be during the day. The bris milah must be during the day, never at night. Shenemar bayom hashmini is derived from that word bayom in the Torah. The word yom teaches us that the mitzvah of milah can only be done during the day. Bayom v'lo balayla. Mal mishalah mura shachar kasher tells us the detail that if you do the milah from dawn before the sun comes up, it will be kasher. V'chol hayom kasher l'milah, all day is kasher. You could do it any time during the day. Mitzvah, it is a mitzvah to do a bris in the morning. Why? Shezrizin magdimin lemitzvot. Because we do mitzvot as soon as we can. As soon as the mitzvah comes to our hand, as soon as we are obligated to do it, we do it. So we do the mitzvah of milah. Preferably, we do the mitzvah of milah in the morning. And finally, just another example that is not relevant to us, but just you'll see another example where we have the same concept. In the third source on this page, in the Rambam, here the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah of bringing a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam says, "Kol hayom kasher l'smicha l'shchita l'mlika l'hekter l'hagasha l'hazayit tnufa kemitza korban u'musafin." These are all different parts of the different aspects of doing a korban, things that you have to do. And he goes on to say, this is the principle, davash mitzvah to bayom, kasher kol hayom. Any mitzvah, that the mitzvah is a daytime mitzvah, you can do it all day long. V'davash mitzvah to balayla, a mitzvah that is to be done at night, kasher kol halayla. V'afal pichein, nevertheless, zrizin makdimin lemitzvot, whether we're talking about korban, or we're talking about bris milah, or we're talking about lulav and esrog, All of these things, zrizin, magdimin, lemitzvot, this is what we do. We do it as early as possible for the reasons that we have already seen in the Me'iri, in the Mesiyos Yesharim, in order to show our attitude. And who are we showing this to? We are showing this attitude, of course, to Hashem Himself. We want to display our positive attitude toward the commandments that we have. Now, all of this is fine and good until you come to a conflict. And even in a principle like Zrizin Matimin LeMitzvot, which has to do with the way in which we do a mitzvah, we can run into conflicts. And in order to understand what we're about to do, the conflict that one may run into, we need to learn a Gemara together. Okay? That Gemara is on the next page, on page number 4. We're going to learn about half of that. You can follow if you like, and if not, you can just listen. But I want you to understand well the conflict. Okay? We've introduced the principle of Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvot. We saw the rationale for it, to show our attitude toward fulfilling Hashem's commands. We saw examples of it. But as with most things in halacha, it's never all that simple. So let's begin the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on the top of page 4. Okay? Follow with me here. What happens, this is what we're going to be learning, is what happens when Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot, doing a mitzvah quickly and early, conflicts with another principle. So the Gemara says as follows. Ha'over lefnei ha'teva. This is the Mishnah at the very top. Ha'over lefnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. We're talking here about davening on Rosh Hashanah. And we're talking about the chazan. So let me just introduce it by telling you one little thing, and that is this. The chazan is the one who says the hallel. Okay? And the chazan is, now I know we don't say hallel, so we don't say hallel today on Rosh Hashanah, but let's leave that point out for the moment. And the Hallel has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Hallel has to do with Yom Tov. Obviously, we say Hallel on Yom Tov. We don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. But on Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. Okay? So you have two chazanim. You have a chazan for Shacharis, and you have a chazan for Musaf. Okay? Now the assumption is that the chazan says the Hallel on Yom Tov, and the chazan is the one who's blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Ha'over lefnei hateva biyom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. When you're davening on Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni matkia means Musaf is the time that you blow the shofar. Hasheni is the second one. The second one means the one who davens Musaf. You blow the shofar at the time of Musaf. Okay, I'll read that again. Ha'over lefnei hateva biyom tov shel Rosh Hashanah hasheni matkia. The second one, Musaf, is when you blow the shofar. Ubishat ha'halel, but when you say halel, not on Rosh Hashanah, but on Yantif. Harishon makri es ha'halel. Who says halel? The chazan of Shacharis or the chazan of Musaf? Chazan of Shacharis. Okay? So the Mishnah tells us the following. The chazan of Musaf blows the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But the chazan of Shacharis says Hallel on Yom Tov. So the Gemara wants to know, why is that? Why is that? So let's continue. The end of the first line, the Gemara says, Maishna, what is the difference? Sheni matkia, why is it that we blow shofar later? Why do we blow shofar only with the one who davens musaf? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Mishum de berov am hadras melech. Because even in the time of the Mishnah, the shul was fuller at the time of Musaf than it was at the time of Shacharis. Unlike today, when everybody's there early. But there are more people in shul. So therefore, you blow shofar later. That's what the Gemara says. And we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, Berov am hadras melech. The greater the multitudes, that is a greater glory to the king. It is a greater glory to Hashem to have everyone doing, more people doing the mitzvah. More people doing the mitzvah. That's why, by the way, because of that principle, Berov am hadras melech, it is better for, let us say, 100 people to daven in one minyan than for there to be 10 minyanim of 10 people. You might think the opposite. You might think, well, you'll have more people, you'll have more kadeshim and more barchus, you know, if you have 10 minyanim. But it's not so. It's better to have 100 people davening in one minyan than 10 people in each minyan of 10. Because Berov am hadras melech, one big minyan, that's the best way it should be done. Berov am, that's the greater glory to the king, to Hashem. So the Gemara says, why does the shofar blowing happen at the time of Musaf? Because Berov am hadras melech, there are more people in shul. So what's the obvious question going to be? Right. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, I have a ringer in the audience. Ihachi, Halel nami nema basheni mishum derovam hadras melech. So why don't we say Halel later? We say Halel, right? We say the person who davens shacharis, he says Halel. Remember, the one who davens musaf blows the shofar. But on Yom Tov, when we say Halel, the one who davens shacharis, that's earlier. So if it's Barovam Hadras Melech, more people, so then why not move Halel to later? Ella Maishna Halel de Berishon, the Gemara answers, so then why? Mishun this reason Makdim in LeMitzvot. Because we have another principle. The principle is Zrizin Makdim in LeMitzvot. You do a mitzvah as early as possible. So therefore, Halel is done by the Baal Shacharis. By the Baal Shacharis. So now what's the next question going to be?
But then why wouldn't the shofar
move? Right, so then why not move the shofar earlier? Because Zrizin Makdim in LeMitzvot, that's what the Gemara asks. Tkianami Navid Berishon, Mishum de Zrizin Makdim in LeMitzvot. So Gemara says, you're right. Actually, shofar should be earlier. Because Zrizin Makdim in LeMitzvot. In other words, when you have a conflict between Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvot and Berov Am Hadras Melech, is it better to have more people doing it or do it earlier? The Gemara says, really? It's better to do it earlier. Even if you have fewer people. So then why isn't the shofar blown? So then why isn't the shofar blown earlier? Blow the shofar early in the morning with the Baal Shacharis. The Gemara says, no, there's a reason. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishat Gzerat HaMalchut Shanu. There's a historical reason for this. If you look on the left side of the page, I just put there the Rashi. Rashi explains there was a Gzera of the Malchut. It was a time of persecution for the Jews. And Rashi says, Oivim Gazru Shelo Yitka'u. The enemies of the Jews decreed that they could not blow the shofar. V'hayu Arvin Lahen, Kol Sheish Sha'ot Leketz Tfila Shachrit. And they would sit there and wait and listen to see if the Jews would blow the shofar. So they had spies waiting to see if the Jews would blow the shofar. Lekach, therefore, the Jews outsmarted them. He'eviruha litzkoa b'musafim. They said, you know what we'll do? We will outwait them. We'll outlast them. They wait only until the end of Shach. They wait till the end of 6 hours. They think that's the end of the time we can blow shofar. We have all day to blow shofar, because it's a mitzvah during the day. So we'll just wait till the spies leave. And that's exactly what they did. They waited till the spies were gone. And then they blew the shofar at the time of Musaf. So the Gemara therefore says, actually, Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzvot is the reason we say Hallel early, at the time of Shachris. So the Gemara says, and why don't we blow shofar early? You're right, we should blow shofar early. Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzvot is such an important principle that it overrules Berov Am Hadras Melech. It's better to do it early than to have many people. As important as Berov Am Hadras Melech is, as much as we want to have as many people as possible together to do the mitzvah, it's more important to do it early, because that shows the kind of attitude you had to have toward the mitzvah. But we can't. And we can't do it because of that gezerah, because of that particular historical phenomenon that forced the blowing of the shofar to later in the day. And that's why we blow shofar at the time of Musaf. For those of you, I'll just tell you that for those of you who are wondering, so then now that we don't have this gezerot, why haven't we moved it back? So Tosus on the page asks that question. Just I didn't give it to you, but you can look it up on Daf Lamed Bet. Tosus asks, why don't we move it back now that we are not in the time of this persecution? But that's, Tosus has an answer for that. I'm not going to get into it, but you can look it up. But we have learned an extremely important principle from this Gemara, that the concept of Zrizin Matimun LeMitzvot supersedes the idea of having many people. Now you may think, well, we're talking about blowing the shofar, and we already have a time for the shofar, we're talking about how everybody knows when Hallel is on Yom Tov. How is this practical? It's actually very, very practical. And the practicality you will see in the next source on page 4 in the Aruch HaShulchan, where it says page 80. There are two Aruch HaShulchans. The first one, where the arrow is, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Aruch HaShulchan is a sefer halacha. He says, V'yesh lanu litzaveach al minhag zmanenu. He says, we must cry out against a custom that we see in our times. That what? Sheme'achrin hamila kama sha'ot. That people delay bris mila. They do it on the right day, of course. But they delay it by several hours, by yom, mipnei shtutim, for nonsense, nonsensical reasons. It doesn't sound so nonsensical, but he says you're not allowed to do it. Shelobau kol akruim, because all the guests aren't here yet. Says, you know what? It's hard to come to a bris early in the morning. Let's have the bris in the afternoon. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. You're waiting for guests? No. He says, v'chadomesh tutim ka'ele, v'yesh v'komot shemachrin ad achar chatzot. There are places that wait till after midday to do the bris, v'hu avon plili. Very strong language. This is a terrible avera to do such a thing, that you put off the bris because of because you want more guests to be there, you want people having shown up. You do the bris early. You do the bris early. Sure, more people could come if it was in the afternoon. You have an early minyan, so it's hard for people to come. But you have to realize that the principle at work of why you're doing the bris so early in the morning is Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvot. In fact, if anything, I mean, you know, you have a little baby, you want to get him started in the right way. This is the way you do this. You explain to him when he's a little bit older. We did the bris very early in the morning.
Wasn't Moshe punished for delaying?
For delaying the bris, right. Right, because he didn't do the bris.
Yeah.
right? But that was he wasn't getting to it at all. That was the whole, it was much more severe than this. But here we see, what we see here is a direct conflict between Zrizin Magdimin and Berov Am Hadras Mel, having a lot of people present. And we learn from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that you must follow the principle Zrizin Magdimin. That is the operative principle here. And even if there will be fewer people. Even if it will be fewer people. That's what we learn from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So, I told you that there could be a conflict. So that's the conflict. But, again, things aren't as simple as they seem. Because now I'm going to show you something that seems to violate the rule I just told you. So you see in the halacha, we see that a violation of this, and it's in the Shulchan Aruch. The next source, the third source on this page, is talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. The bracha that we say on the moon in the first half of the month. The bracha of Kiddush Levana. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Haroa Levana b'chidusha, when you see this, the moon, b'chidusha means that it is new, meaning it's getting bigger. That's why it has to be the beginning of the month, because that is, as it is gaining, that's when you say the bracha. Mevarech Hashem b'mara bar ha-shechakim, that's the beginning of the bracha. Fine. Now in Halacha Bet, in the second line, he says, Ein mevarchin al hayareach, ela b'motzei Shabbat. You should say the bracha on Motzei Shabbos, kishehu mevusam u'begadav na'im. It says, don't make the bracha. When do you say the bracha? I said the first half of the month, but you have to be able to see the new moon. So the first day, I mean, at the time of the actual molad, you can't see anything. By definition, you can't see anything. It's just at the time when the new moon is coming. So as soon as you see the new crescent, so it's already, there are different minhagim about whether to wait 3 days, some wait 7 days, there are different minhagim about what to do, but really the halacha, the strict halacha is that as soon as you see that new moon, you can say the bracha. But the Shulchan Aruch says, but you know what? Don't do that. Wait until Motzei Shabbat. Why? Because you dress nicely, everybody's wearing their big day Shabbos, so dress for Shabbos. If you do it during the week, so, you know, you're going to be in your t-shirt and your shorts, you're going to go outside and say a bracha, it's not nice. Better to wait. In other words, do the mitzvah in a way that's a hidur, a nicer way, rather than to do it earlier. That seems to violate the rule we just said. The rule we just said is, early is better than Birovam. Birovam, where there are a lot of people, that's a hidur. That's a nicer way to do a mitzvah, right? So if you have a big minyan, so that's nicer than a smaller minyanim. That's a nicer way to do the mitzvah. So we said that you have to do it early. It's better. But here it's saying don't do it early. So it's a violation of the rule we just said. Now I'll tell you by heart another violation. There's a famous sefer called Shavus Yaakov, which is Shelot Tshuvot Responsa, and he was asked the following very interesting question. Shavus Yaakov was asked, what happens if you have an esrog, and your esrog is average, but you know that later in the day, you are going to get a beautiful esrog that you'll be able to say the bracha on. So the question was asked to the Shavus Yaakov. What's better? Should you make the bracha early on the average esrog? Or the mehudar, the more beautiful, obviously more beautiful esrog, later in the day? So Shavus Yaakov says, if you know for sure that that more beautiful esrog will be arriving, then wait. Wait. That too is a violation of the rule we just saw. Why doesn't he say Zrizin Magdimila Mitzvot? The average Esrog, you still fulfill the mitzvah. still fulfill the mitzvah. So we see here two violations, I'll call violations of our principle. Our principle is Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot is so important that the attitude you have toward the mitzvah of doing it early and quickly is so important that that other better ways of doing the mitzvah are put away. So then why is it that you wait till Motzei Shabbos to say the bracha on the moon? And why is it that you should wait to get a nicer esro? Does anybody want to take a stab? That's a hard question. I'll tell you right off the bat. It's a very hard question. But there is an answer.
I think it's an individual way of doing a mitzvah, as opposed to waiting for a bigger crowd.
Yeah.
The second way is your individual carrying out of the mitzvah. Like, you're wearing more beautiful clothing. You're doing a mitzvah with a more beautiful esrog. It's your proficiency with the mitzvah.
Good, good. Yes. Good. I'm going to take your idea a little bit further, and I'm going to tell you the answer that is given by the Steich Chemed. He said that actually there's no problem here at all, he says. It's no problem at all. There's no violation of the rule. Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot, that is the operative principle, unless the Hidur, meaning the better way that you're going to do the mitzvah, is actually within the mitzvah itself. In other words, when you're talking about mila, bris mila, if I do it early or I do it late, the bris mila is exactly the same. Nothing changes. It's only a question of how many people I have. So if I do it early, that's better, because that's the rule. The rule is zrizin makdimin, do it early. But the mila would be exactly the same. But when it comes, let's say, to the esrog, then I'm willing to delay because the mitzvah itself is better. The esrog is a better esrog. It's a nicer esrog. So when I can actually change the character of the mitzvah itself, then it's worth waiting for. The same is true, by the way, when you say the bracha on the moon. When you're dressed nicely, that changes the character of the mitzvah. It changes the mitzvah, the bracha itself, because you are dressed nicely, you're in Big Day Shabbos, you have a different look about you. Then you wait. But when the mitzvah itself wouldn't change at all, then you have to do it as early as possible.
Wouldn't the character of the challel be that much better if it was later and there were more people around to participate in it?
There's no doubt that Berov Am Hadras Melech creates something very beautiful. That's very true. But challel is challel for the people that are saying it. Challel is challel. Yeah, Phil.
Would it be better, let's say for Kiddush Levana, put on Big Day Shabbos at the earliest moment, you can say?
That's a good point. In fact, the Ramah does say that. He says, Kishemikachin otah b'chol yeshil bosh begadim naim. He says, the Ramah, if you look in the third line, actually, the fifth line down, he says you should put on nice clothing, but still, it's not quite like, you know, bigadim naim, nice clothing is still not Big Day Shabbos. Still, there's a difference. There's a difference. Yes.
Okay. Problem: just as a judge is not to be swayed by the clothing of a defendant or a witness, then isn't the mitzvah in and of itself enough, in other words, not to be swayed by the beauty of what you might put around the mitzvah?
What you put around the mitzvah, like your clothing, like how you dress, I mean, the dress that a person has to wear, for example, to davening, when he davens. The halacha says something about what you have to wear when you daven. And that's because the assumption is that that's going to affect you. That's going to affect the way you daven. Not because Hashem for Hashem it's, you know, none of this matters to Hashem. But Hashem knows very well, the halacha knows very well, that we will daven better if we're dressed in a certain kind of way. I mean, when a person davens, they're supposed to wear clothing that they would be willing to answer the door with if it were an important guest coming into their house.
Okay, what about the etrog?
So the etrog itself is a better etrog. It's better. It in itself is better. There's a room for a hidur, for a nicer, better, more beautiful, with fewer blemishes and things like that, that actually affects the etrog itself. All of these things have an effect upon us, upon how we do something. But I want to just point out to you that the Aruch HaShulchan at the bottom, interestingly, he says that, you know, with all these discussions and everything, he says, I still think, and he says that this, we know this was the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. He says, I say the bracha as early as I can on the Kiddush Levana. I don't want to wait till Motzei Shabbos. Even though we have this rule that if it affects the mitzvah, you can wait. He says, reason Magdimin, I don't like these delays. I don't like the delays.
There's a concept of mitzvah Shabbat has to be set. How does that compare with this? So you shouldn't delay for mitzvahs. So if you're going to delay for better, that contradicts mitzvah Shabbat has to be set.
Right, but mitzvah bali yadchal tach mitzena is a concern that you may lose the opportunity to do the mitzvah. You're not.
You may get called away for the lulav and esrog. You may have an emergency. You may not be able to do it later. You don't know. That's not the concept. You should do it right away.
Mitzvah bali yadchal tach, in that, especially in the case of the esrog. I mean, you're not going to lose. Al tach mitzena means don't lose the opportunity because you may lose it. If you look at the first Aruch HaShulchan on the page, he says that, you know, maybe you should be concerned that you may die. Imagine, you may die if you don't do the mitzvah right away. But he says, no, when it comes to short amount of time, we don't worry about such things. We don't worry about this. If you have an esrog, so mitzvah bayil chaltach mitzvah doesn't apply because I have an esrog. I can do it any minute that I want to. But I'm allowed to put this aside. That's what the Shavuos Yaakov says. I'm allowed to put this aside because I know nicer when it's coming. But I don't have to worry about missing the mitzvah because the mitzvah is right here.
Kiddush Levana, if you wanted to delay Kiddush Levana, you may not have.
That's true. That's true, and that's why the halacha says that after a certain date, after the 10th, you're not allowed to delay at all. Because you may have several days of cloudiness, and you're not allowed to delay at all. You're right. As it gets later in the month, you're not allowed to delay. That's true. That is true. Again, so what we have here is the supremely important principle of Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot. You should do a mitzvah quickly and as soon as you can to show your attitude about the mitzvah. It's more important than having more people at the mitzvah. It's more important than Berov Am Hadras Melech. Other principles are set aside. One should not think that this is something which is secondary. Not at all. That's what I'm trying to show you. This is not at all secondary. This is something that we should have at the forefront of our minds as we do mitzvot. We should show this love and this need to do the mitzvah and to fulfill it as soon as possible. Now, on the last page, I'll be happy to take any questions you have. I'm almost finished here. The last page I have here, something which is of such great importance. I can't overstate it, and it. This is the Sefer HaChinuch on the 16th. The Sefer HaChinuch is a compilation of all the mitzvot of the Torah, all 613 mitzvot. And in mitzvah number 16 is mitzvah shelo lishbor etzem min haPesach. It is an esoteric mitzvah that the Korban Pesach, when you have the Paschal Lamb, you're not allowed in the preparation of it to break any of its bones. Now, The Sefer HaChinuch takes the opportunity to ask a question in this particular mitzvah. He says, you know, there are so many mitzvot when it comes to the Pesach. Let's talk about our Pesach. The Korban Pesach. There's so many mitzvot. They all have the same purpose. To remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to remind us of the Korban Pesach, and to remind us that Hashem took us out, and to remind us of what happened in Mitzrayim. All these things, every mitzvah, because he talks about the purpose of mitzvot, and he says, every one of them, I seem to be saying the same thing. So you might say, What do I need so many mitzvot for like this? That all have the same purpose. I want you to see the answer to his question. So in the middle of the page, on page 5, in the middle, where it says on the top, Minchas Chinuch, but look in the middle in the bold, Ve'al, the very first word. He says, Ve'al tachshov b'ni liposol d'divarai v'lomar, V'lama zeh yitzaveh otonu Hashem yitbarach lasod kol eil zikron oto anes. Why do I need so many mitzvot for the same miracle? Give me one mitzvah, that'll be enough. One mitzvah, and we'll never forget it. He says, "Kilo michochmatit peseni alzeh." This is not a wise argument. He says, literally, this is narishkai to speak like that. Why? Listen to this rule. He says, "Vatabini imbinashamat azot." Va'atei Ozecha Hashem, I says, listen carefully to what I am going to tell you. Alamedcha lahoil b'Torah v'mitzvot, I will help you in everything in Torah and mitzvot. Da, ki ha'adam nif'al kefi pe'ulotav. A person functions according to his actions. You'll see in a moment what he means by that. V'libo, a person's thoughts, his feelings will follow what he does. In tov v'imra, whether it is good or it is bad. V'afilu rasha gamur, if you have a person who is a wicked person, bilvavo in his heart, v'chol yetzer machshavot libo rak kol hayom, and all of his thoughts are evil, if this person will suddenly decide that I'm going to put my mind and my actions to the Torah and the mitzvot, not for the right reasons, he will become good. He will kill off the Yetzer Hara. And here comes the phrase that he coined, and that you must always remember, ki acharei ha-pe'ulot nimshachim ha-levavot. A person's heart follows his actions, not the other way around. A person is not what he is in his mind. A person doesn't do what's in his mind. A person becomes, his mind will follow what he does. If he does the right thing, he'll become a good person. A person might think, oh, you know when I'll do mitzvot, you know when I'll daven, you know when I'll do the right thing? When I feel it, when I think it, when I want to. That's it. Don't force me. I'll come around to it, I'll do it. Then I'll do it because I'll want to do it. Don't force me to do something that I don't want to do. The Sefer HaChinuch says, guess what? Exactly the opposite is true. Mm-hmm. Exactly the opposite. Meaning, if you do it, you will become it. It will affect you. You are not what you think and not what you feel. You are what you do. And he continues and says, "Vafilu im yadam tzadika mor vavo yashar v'tamim." Even if a person is righteous and his heart is always in the right path, chafes b'torah v'mitzvot, always wants Torah mitzvot, im ulai yasok yaseik tamim b'dvarim shel dofi ki ilu tomar derech mashal shechicho amelch mino beomanut ra'a beemet im kol asako tamid kol ayom b'oto omanut yashuv lizman min hazmanim mitzidkat libo liyot rasha gamur. If a person is a righteous person, does all the right things, but suddenly, for whatever reason, is influenced to go and to do the wrong, to go to the wrong place, to do the wrong things, the Sefer HaChinuch says, give it a little time. He will become that evil person. Because even if his mind, he thinks, what's the difference what I'm doing? What's the difference what I'm looking at? What's the difference what I'm reading? What's the difference? All this doesn't matter. All that matters is what's in my heart. He says, wrong. Your heart will suddenly become what you're doing. Yashuv v'zman min hazman mitzidkat libo liyot rasha gamur. Ki yadua hadavar v'emet shekol adam nifal kefi pe'ulotav kemo shamarnu. Every person is what he does. Why do I bring this up here? Because we're talking about an important principle. Zrizim magdimim l'mitzvot. We do a mitzvah early, quickly, to show our love and our passion for it. So a person might say, you know what? That's good for this reason. I'm not a zariz. I sleep late. So Sefer Chaim says, no. If you want, you can make yourself a zariz. You can say, well, it's not in my nature. It's not in my nature to do that sort of thing. He says, what do you mean it's not your nature? Make it your nature. How do you make it your nature? You do it. If you do it, you become it. You become it. If you want to be one of the Zrizim, that's one of the first to the minyan, you will be a Zariz. You go and you do it, and you will become it. You will be of the Zrizim. If there's a chesed that has to be done in the community, if there's something that has to be accomplished, and I wait till someone else starts, I wait till someone else comes up with the idea, to wait till someone else, starts and organizes it, I'm not one of this reason. No. Make yourself a Zariz. You be the first person. And then you will see that your nature changes. You suddenly become a Zariz. Zrizin Magdimin L'mitzvah doesn't mean that's left for those zealous, special people. It means if you want to be a Zariz, Magdimin L'mitzvot, so then go and do it. Be the person who organizes the chesed. Be the person who decides that something needs to be done, and go and do it. You will be that Zariz. Nobody should say, this is my nature. That's exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch is trying to teach here. We are in control of our nature. We decide who we are. We decide who we are. It's interesting to note, the Abarbanel in the Mishnah that says, "Heviratz katzvi lasot rason avicha shabashamayim," run like a deer to do the will of God in heaven. He says, run. Why should you run? Why should you do it quickly? Because if you go slowly, and you take your time, and you think about it too much, you give the Yetzirah a lot of time to get involved. And you need to cut off the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah will find all kinds of reasons why I can't, I shouldn't, I wanted to, I meant to. Yeah. The Abarbanel says that's why it's Ratz Katzvi. But the Sefer Chinuch says, you are what you do. And you could become this Zariz. I'm going to conclude with the beginning, the very, very, very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch at the bottom on page 5. The halacha says, this is actually the beginning of that same Mishnah of Ratz Katzvi. It says, Yitkaber ka'ari la'mod baboker la'vodat bar'o. Person should get up like a lion in the morning to worship his creator. Sheyehei hum orer ha'shachar. He should get up and he should get up before the morn, before the dawn. You should wake up the dawn. You get up before the sun. And look at what the Mishabura says, the very, very first Mishabura. La'avodat baro, to worship his creator. Ki lekach nivra ha'adam. This is what man is created for. Every one of us is created for a purpose, and that purpose is to worship our creator. K'moshe amar katuv, kol nekra b'shemi l'chvodi barati. Va'afim yasiyenu yitzro b'choref. Even if in the winter time, his Yetzirah says, lomar ech tamur baboki ki akor gadol. How can I get out of bed? It's so cold. Or yasiyenu b'kayetz, or in the summer, lomar ech tamur mimitatcha v'adayin lo savati mishadayin. I didn't have enough sleep. Yitgaber alav. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Overcome it. V'al yishmalo. Don't listen to the Yetzirah. V'yachsho b'nafsho. And he should think to himself, if a person had to get up to worship, to serve a king of flesh and blood, he would get up plenty early if the king said, get up at a certain time to serve me. To prepare himself. How much more so? If we realize that we wake up in the morning for the purpose of worshiping God, that's the purpose of waking up in the morning at all, then we will realize that we have to do it quickly. We realize that we have to do it with zrizut. We have to get up and we have to realize that we don't wait. because every step, every motion that we take is in order to worship Hashem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Ki l'kach nivra Adam. That's what you're created for, to worship God. So move, do it quickly, and make yourself one of the Zrizim. If you decide that you're going to make yourself it, you will be it. Achareha pe'ulot nimshachim halevavot. Your heart follows your actions. Make yourself a Zariz. Every one of us can think of a way, whether it's in the area of tefillah or learning or so many other things, acts of chesed, things that have to be accomplished in any community. There's so much that has to be done. There has to be someone who is number one, and someone who starts it. Every person can be the Zariz. Everyone can do it if we will want to, and we will make ourselves that. Ki l'kach nivra Adam, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it was for this purpose that we were created. Thank you.